This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's another rollicking day in the financials, which are having a big influence on commodities. Yesterday, Dow Jones at one time was down 1,300, closed down 1,000 off recession fears ignited by the unemployment numbers last Friday at 7:30, which were negative. Market closed down 1,000 yesterday, then the Dow Jones back up 500 today. So a roller coaster ride there. For the most part, the corn and wheat have been immune to the roller coaster action and the Dow Jones. Actually, yesterday was an impressive day. Corn was up 4 or 5 cents with the Dow Jones down 1,000. So some good bullish divergence there. Overnight, though, the crop ratings came out. They were down 1%, the good to excellent in corn, but upper percent in the beans. Cents put pressure on the beans today, but the corn's still hanging in there, just about a little bit short of settlement down 1 penny. And the wheat actually having a pretty good day, up 3 to 4 cents.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. September corn down 2 even at 388 and 3 quarters. September soybeans down 17 and a half at 1014 even. Soybean meal down 810 at 330.60. Soybean oil down 24 cents at 40.85. On the Merck, August live cattle up 42 cents at 181.97. August feeders down a dollar at 243 even. October lean hogs up 67 cents at 76.40. And that's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.